Some of you older listeners may remember the giant kerfuffle caused during the Reagan years when the Secretary of Agriculture suggested reclassifying ketchup from condiment to vegetable. The motivation for making this proposal was suspect from the outset. To save money while making school lunch programs appear more nutritionally balanced than they really were. Almost as soon as it was revealed, the ketchup as a vegetable idea was shut down by nutritionists, Democrats, and comedians on late-night talk shows. 30 years later, it appears that the ketchup concept wasn't really all that harebrained. Ketchup does have a significant amount of lycopene, a class of compounds derived from tomatoes that appears to have anti-aging properties. Unfortunately, the health benefits of this ubiquitous sauce are probably neutralized by its high content of salt and sugar. Lycopenes are antioxidants, chemicals that can slow the natural deterioration of body constituents that is sort of like rusting of metals. There is evidence, though not conclusive proof, that this category of antioxidant may protect against certain cancers, such as of the colon, breast, and prostate. Of late, researchers have found that tomato products may also defend against other afflictions of aging, such as coronary artery disease, skin damage associated with sun exposure, and even osteoporosis and dementia. Cooking tomatoes concentrates lycopene and makes it more available for absorption. You can get 19 milligrams of lycopene by eating 1/4 cup of tomato paste, 5 milligrams from a 1/2 cup of stewed tomatoes, 2.5 from a tablespoon of ketchup, and 2.3 milligrams by consuming a cup of raw tomato. If you ignore salt and sugar content, a serving of ketchup is marginally better than one of uncooked tomato. Here's the dilemma. The antioxidant value of lycopene probably does not account for all of the substance's salutary effects. After all, vitamin E is an antioxidant that, in spite of a ton of apparently sound biochemical theory and even more hype, has recently been found to be harmful as a supplement. Consuming raw tomato appears to bestow benefits above and beyond the antioxidative activity of lycopene. We really don't understand much about the undeniable health benefits of raw fruits and vegetables. It's not just fiber, antioxidants, complex sugars, vitamins, or any other single constituent that makes Mother Nature's cornucopia good for you, nor even that fruits and vegetables display saturated fats and simple sugars from the diet. We just don't know. For now, the prudent course is to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, especially raw ones, and cook tomatoes. But not too much ketchup, no matter what the Secretary of Agriculture said 3 decades ago. I only have one regret about delivering this news at this time. If your garden is like ours, the tomatoes are about done. Currently, my 2 biggest vegetable garden wishes are for fresh tomatoes to be available year-round and for zucchini to be high in lycopene. We always have too much zucchini.